Welcome to the Narracast Tech Briefing. Today, we are looking at the bond market's reaction to SpaceX's massive new debt issuance, which is seeing yields push into junk territory despite investment-grade ratings.
We are also examining a new feature request that could bring visual mobile app testing directly into Anthropic's Claude code, potentially shifting the boundaries of what a terminal-based AI agent is expected to handle.
In our roundup, we will look back at the actual Silicon Graphics hardware used in the production of Jurassic Park, dive into some new data on how sleep regularity impacts mortality risk, and discuss a developer's perspective on maintaining mental health in the tech industry.
It is a packed board today, covering everything from aerospace finance to command line interface design.
Let's start with SpaceX. The company went public back in June of 2026, and they quickly followed up that IPO with a massive $25 billion debt issuance to fund their capital-intensive projects across AI and space exploration.
Right. And initially, the debt looked solid from a ratings perspective. Major rating agencies like Moody's, S&P, and Fitch assigned SpaceX an investment-grade rating, placing them in the BBB or Baa1 tier.
But the secondary market for these bonds is telling a very different story right now, and it is a story of growing skepticism among institutional debt investors.
Exactly. The long-term bonds are facing significant selling pressure, and the divergence between the official ratings and the actual trading yields is becoming impossible to ignore.
Let's look at the specific numbers on this debt. SpaceX issued long-term bonds, including notes with a maturity date all the way out in 2056. When they were issued shortly after the IPO, the credit spreads were at 175 basis points.
But those spreads have widened dramatically. They have now pushed past 230 basis points. That widening spread effectively pushes the yields on these longer-dated bonds into junk bond territory, regardless of what Moody's or S&P has on their official rating sheets.
To put that in perspective, investors in the secondary market are demanding a significantly higher premium to hold this debt because they perceive the risk of default to be higher than the initial pricing suggested. The bonds are now trading at roughly 10% less than their issue price.
And when you look at the underlying financials, you can understand why bondholders are getting nervous. For 2025, SpaceX reported a net loss of $4.9 billion. That is against $18.7 billion in revenue.
Right. They are generating massive revenue, primarily driven by the Starlink business, but they are burning through cash at an incredible rate to fund their newer AI divisions and ongoing space exploration infrastructure.
This highlights a fundamental tension between equity investors and debt investors. Equity investors are often willing to tolerate massive cash burns if they believe in the long-term vision. In this case, Elon Musk's goals for Mars and advanced artificial intelligence.
But bondholders do not get to participate in that unlimited upside. If Starship revolutionizes the global economy, bondholders still only get their fixed coupon payments. So their primary concern is downside protection and immediate financial stability.
Exactly. When bondholders look at a company burning nearly $5 billion a year, with debt maturing in 2056, they start pricing in the risk that the company might not be able to service that debt over a 30-year horizon.
The equity markets are also reflecting some of this anxiety. SpaceX's stock has fallen approximately 38% from its post-IPO peak, and it recently dipped below its $135 offer price.
It raises an important question about whether the bond market's reaction is a rational assessment of SpaceX's financial risk, or if it is an overreaction tied to the broader cooling of the AI investment frenzy we saw earlier in the year.
It is likely a bit of both. The rating agencies granted that investment-grade status based on the strength and recurring revenue of the Starlink constellation. Starlink is a proven business model with a growing subscriber base.
But the bond market is looking at the sheer scale of the $25 billion debt load combined with negative free cash flow. They are essentially saying that the Starlink revenue is not enough to entirely de-risk the massive expenditures required for the AI and deep space initiatives.
And this has real consequences for the company moving forward. Given their negative free cash flow, SpaceX is heavily reliant on external capital. If they need to return to the capital markets to raise more funds while their bond spreads remain elevated, it is going to be significantly more expensive.
Right. Borrowing costs are tied directly to these yields. If the market treats your debt as junk, you have to offer junk-level interest rates to attract buyers for any new issuances. That increases the cost of capital and puts even more pressure on the balance sheet.
It is a stark contrast to the enthusiasm that surrounded the June IPO. It shows how quickly market sentiment can shift when the focus moves from ambitious growth narratives to the cold realities of debt service and cash burn.
It will be critical to watch how SpaceX navigates this in the coming quarters. They need to either demonstrate a clear path to profitability to reassure the debt markets, or they will have to accept structurally higher financing costs for the foreseeable future.
Moving over to software development, there is an interesting feature request gaining attention on the GitHub repository for Claude Code, Anthropic's agentic command line tool.
For some context, Claude Code is designed to let developers automate coding, debugging, and infrastructure tasks directly from their terminal. It acts as an AI assistant that can execute commands and manage your code base.
The feature request comes from a QA engineer who is running Appium test suites. Appium is a widely used open-source framework for mobile automation testing. It allows developers to simulate user interactions on native, hybrid, and mobile web apps.
The problem is that when you are running these automated mobile tests, you often need to physically see what the app is doing on the device or the emulator to understand why a test might be failing.
Currently, developers solve this by using third-party tools like Scriptkai. Scriptkai is a free, open-source application that provides low-latency screen mirroring and control of Android devices from a computer using a keyboard and mouse, all without requiring root access.
So the user is requesting that Anthropic build Scriptkai-like screen mirroring directly into the Claude Code app. They want to be able to watch the device execute the automated tests without having to leave the terminal or tab over to a separate window.
It is a fascinating request because it really pushes at the boundaries of what a terminal-based AI coding agent is supposed to be. Claude Code's core identity is tied to text-based terminal automation.
Exactly. Integrating live video streaming and screen mirroring into a command line tool risks introducing significant bloat. It moves the tool away from being a lightweight terminal assistant and closer to being a full-fledged integrated development environment, or IDE.
There are also serious engineering complexities involved. The user specifically mentions Scriptkai, which is highly optimized for Android devices, but Appium is heavily used for iOS testing as well.
Building a unified, cross-platform visual mirroring system that handles both iOS and Android seamlessly inside a terminal application is a massive undertaking. It is not just a simple API integration. It requires dealing with video encoding, latency, and device communication protocols.
But you can absolutely see why the request exists from a workflow perspective. The friction of context switching is real. If an Appium test fails because a button is obscured by an unexpected pop-up, a text-based terminal log might just say element not interactable.
Right. The text log does not give you the full picture. If Claude Code could actually see the screen via something like Scriptkai, it could potentially debug UI issues much more effectively. It could say the test failed because a notification blocked the submit button, rather than just throwing a generic timeout error.
It will be interesting to see how Anthropic responds. They have to weigh the undeniable workflow benefits for QA engineers against the maintenance burden and scope creep of building a screen mirroring tool into a command line interface. They might decide that it is better to leave visual device management to dedicated, specialized tools like Scurcopy, while Claude Code focuses strictly on the text-based command line. But the demand for unified, single-pane-of-glass AI workflows is clearly growing.
First up, a fantastic technical retrospective on Fabian Sanglard's blog detailing the actual computer hardware used in the original Jurassic Park film. It turns out Silicon Graphics and Apple loaned approximately $875,000 and $350,000 worth of hardware, respectively, to the production.
It is a great piece of tech history. The famous "It's a Unix system" scene actually featured real Silicon Graphics file system navigator software running on Irix. The producers insisted on using real functional hardware in the control room set because they felt audiences were getting too sophisticated to accept fake blinking props.
Next, we are looking at a 2023 study published in the journal Sleep that analyzed over 10 million hours of accelerometer data from nearly 61,000 UK Biobank participants. The researchers concluded that sleep regularity is actually a stronger predictor of all-cause mortality than sleep duration.
The data is striking. Participants in the top four quintiles of the sleep regularity index had a 20 to 48% lower risk of all-cause mortality compared to those with the most erratic schedules. It suggests that going to bed at the same time every night might be more critical for long-term health than simply trying to hit a specific number of hours. A blog post on Ramones.dev titled "Prioritize Mental Health and Why Communication is So Important" has been gaining significant traction in developer communities today. The author advocates for a mercenary approach to software development, advising developers not to tie their self-worth or pride directly to their professional output. The post suggests managing yourself like a valuable employee by understanding your own motivations and decoupling your personal identity from your job. It is a response to the tech industry's high-pressure environments and perpetual state of urgency, offering a strategy to avoid burnout by finding fulfillment outside of work.
A. Finally, another quality of life feature request for Claude Code. Users are asking Anthropic to make custom chat names persist when clearing a chat session. While the /rename command was added in version 2.0.41, those custom names currently get wiped out when the session history is cleared for continuity.
It is a minor UI issue, but it points to a larger challenge with agentic AI tools. Users are generating hundreds of ephemeral sessions and need better ways to organize and retain long-term project history without having to manually rename everything every time they clear the context window to save tokens.
And that is all we have for today's Noracast Tech Briefing.
Thanks for joining us. We will be back tomorrow with more updates and analysis from across the tech landscape.
Until then, stay curious.